Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 1P Talk, One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show. I am the editor and owner of One Purpose Magazine, and I am here with another week of our community chat, where we bring you self-love talk, culture topics, and main topics that are centered around health, wellness, and mental health. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. I hope you are here to enjoy the show. Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to One Purpose Talk, where we talk about love, self-love, self-development. It is a show that has gone through its changes. My podcast show has gone through its changes. But my focus now on these new episodes is to bring conversations forward from chapters in my book, conversations in my book, development from my book, to help people, but moreover, help women do some of their self-love work and some of the internal things that we need to do to be better women, better people. So I want to start here because this is just like on my mind, and it is something that has been kind of eating away at my mental all week, right? So I probably could go on and on about this, but I'm going to try not to, because the topic of the show today is, do affirmations work? But to kind of go back to what I was saying about what's been eating away at my brain all week, I do a digital news show, and I had mentioned in that show Kevin Samuels. I know everyone is familiar with him because he's been getting a lot of kind of conversation. I don't want to say backlash, because what we see is a lot of negativity, but he claims that he's been doing a lot of positive work. So, you know, people are, if you're doing your work and it's working for other people, then of course you know about that, because people like to give you positive feedback, and then what the masses hear about is the negativity, right? So I mentioned him in my digital news show, and I was just saying how a lot of his ideas or his advice from his experience, I saw a place for it. You know, I saw it having a right place in terms of the people that he deal with in the caliber or the socioeconomic group of black men that he deal with. Like, it made a lot of sense for me because I've experienced a lot and have seen a lot in my own experiences of what he says, you know, what these particular groups of women desire and what they desire from the group of men that he is familiar with. And that is high-earning men who like to take care of their women, who like to have a beautiful woman on their arm, who want a stay-at-home wife, who makes enough money to take care of everything without their wife having to do a lot of work outside of the home, because working in the home is a lot of work. I will never take that away from any woman. So, and women who want that and are having a hard time figuring out how to attract those men, the men that are willing to provide that kind of lifestyle for them. And so they seek him for advice and counsel or whatever, and he gives it to them straight. I think that what he says is true. Me personally, I'm a working woman, and I enjoy working. I never wanted to be an at-home wife, but, you know, I'm kind of old school in a way too, the way that I look at men and respect men, which is a whole other conversation that I would love to have, and I probably would tap into that next week. How we view relationships when it comes to love and respect, who needs love, who needs respect, who needs, you know, and how to apply those things. That's an entirely different conversation. But I have gotten a little backlash for my comment and mentioning Kevin Samuels and my agreement and what he was saying. And I just didn't understand why. And it just makes me think, like, and I'm going to begin to transition into my conversation, but it just makes me think that a lot of times, and I hate to say this, but I have to be honest, I think that we women live in a delusional state of mind. We make things up in our head to feel comfortable or to feel like that, you know, we can't be challenged in how we think and what we want and what we desire is right, and that's just the way it is and that's the way that it should be. And that's fine in your world, but when you want to bring and invite other people into your world, you have to realize that that's just not a reality. You have to be able to grow and change and think about things differently, and you have to be able to relinquish some of that fantasy. I think that a lot of us live in a fantasy world. We live in this made-up, delusional state of mind, and I think it keeps us arrested. It keeps us hostage. It keeps us trying to figure out why we are not good enough, or what is it that we're doing that is not enough for someone to desire us or for someone to want us. And I think that we have to start letting go of that. You know, that's going to break a lot of hearts, because what we want is made up in our heads, and it's hard to let go of what the vision, the fantasy that you created in your head. And it kind of shapes you into thinking that you won't get what you deserve, or you won't get what you want, or even that you have to settle. And that's just not the truth. And so I said that's transitioning me into my conversation on, does affirmations really work? And I think that affirming yourself definitely works with a healthy mindset. You know, when you're in a place of you've done your work, you are not harboring heart issues from your past relationships, childhood, and things like that. When you have learned to be at peace with who you are and where you are, and you're not really in search for anything, but you're open to all the good things that life has to give you, right? So I think that, you know, affirming yourself in that state is a really good thing. Like, I believe in affirming myself in affirmations, and not just affirmations, but having dialogue with a higher power, a higher being, about where I am and who I am and what I think of myself, and allowing the spirit to kind of support you, if you will, in those beliefs about yourself and those positive beliefs about yourself. And all of them are honest and true. You know, you learn through your journey who you are, what your purpose is, what God designed you to be and experience on earth, and what he created you for, and your gifts and all of those things, and what he's made room for through your gifts for you, and the area that he has carved out in this life experience for you. When you get to the place and knowing that and being able to invite people into that space, then you're operating at another level. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're operating at a space that, you know, where you are in control of you. Not all of these thoughts are in control of how you try to manipulate and control people, if you will. Because I do believe that a lot of times, forgive me, I believe that a lot of times is what we practice is some form of crazy witchcraft, okay? I'm just going to be real. I think that we believe that we can use positive talk, positive feedback, affirmations, to get people to do what we want them to do, to control them. So we create this idea of positivity. Now, our hearts be all jacked up, right? Your heart be all jacked up. You got all kinds of mess in there. As a woman, daddy hurt. You have disappointments from relationships, bad relationship with your mother, you know, stuff that you haven't resolved, stuff that's all over the place that you never addressed, never talked about, and it's tucked down deep in there, and you don't deal with it. It's never manifested. It's buried, and you go on to want this positive life. You want marriage. You want to have kids. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to have a house. You want to have a home. You want a man to take care of you. You want to, you know, do all these things, be a role model in your community. You want to advise other women on what to do. You want to talk to people about all the things that you're doing right and how, and put out on social media how you got your stuff together and you are in alignment, because it may look good, but you're still messed up on the inside. Your heart is still jacked up. And then we have to watch you on Yala Fix My Life. Pouring out all your mess, and we like, dang, we thought it was a pitch perfect situation going on there. But anyway, that's just me going off on a tangent. But for real, I think that what we practice in getting what we want is really toxic when it comes to this positive affirming and saying things about yourself that are not true. I think that the best thing that we can do for ourselves is tell ourselves that we are a mess. I remember when I first started writing my book, or when I first started working on it, writing As Thyself, Aniyah has been the hardest thing that I have done in my life. Just truly, it has been one of the most difficult tasks and difficult assignments that I have ever took on. And I'm a mother of two, a boy and a girl. And my girl is going on 5, my boy is going on 18. And writing this book has been more difficult than raising my children. And, you know, that raising that little girl, writing the book, may go neck and neck. Because she's a mirror. She holds up a mirror to me and show me who I am all the time. But my time is running out, but I just want to say this, that when I wrote that book or started writing that book, I had to really face some things that I did not realize were paining me, were keeping me in this position of making bad decisions, like keeping me from accessing or getting my finances together, just a lot of egotistical stuff that I had to deal with. And I had to what I had to do to affirm my truth was tell the real part of who I am. I'm messed up in this area. I'm broke because of this. You know, I am that those were the truths I had to tell myself. I have bad relationships because of this about me. I have issues with abandonment and things like that. Not so much rejection, but I harbored a feeling of abandonment. And I had to deal with that and realizing, you know, all the love that I did have. I was so focused on what I didn't have. I had to kind of retrain my thinking to pay attention to what I did have around me and the people that I did have in my life. So you have to, when people talk about doing your work, you really have to get in there in the depths of your heart and bring out all of those things that you did not like about you, that you don't like about, you don't like talking about. I know one of the things that I didn't like talking about that made me feel abandoned that I had to talk about in the book was losing my grandfather at a young age. I did not like to address that, because it was just so painful. And my grandfather was like my father, you know, for a very long time. And losing him, you know, I was upset with God about that. Like, just God, you know, how do you allow the person who took the place of someone who was absent in my life to leave my life? And I had to really deal with that. So we have to really get into the nuances of who we are and what shapes us. And that's important work, you know. And I talk about it in my book, As Thyself by Nia, which will be available. It's available for pre-order, but I'm really trying to work out the timing for that on when I'm going to make it available on my site and on Amazon. So anyway, I was just trying to give a quick talk and to bring some things up that I thought were important and relevant. And affirm yourself in the truth. If you're going to say affirmations, affirm yourself in the truth. Do your real work, because we want to be better people. We want to have better relationships, and we really want to experience love, right? All right, until next weekend, I will holler at you all. Peace out. Bye-bye.